glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to this Thursday's program of Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson. On this 20th day of October, we welcome you in and hope you'll stay with us as WLUJ's Butch Stillwell will share what's on his heart with the devotion coming up here in just a few minutes. We can't stop or control the things that come our way today, and all of the unknowns can sometimes just seem so frightening, but we can make the minute-by-minute choice to let our souls rest in God. We don't have to understand, we just have to trust. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8 say, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit."
Some people think it distant, just some words on a page, that you're nothing more than fables handed down along the way. But I've seen you part the waters where no one else could pull me from the deep. That's who you are to me.
Some people think you just live in cathedrals made of stone, but I know you live inside my heart. I know that it's your home. And I've seen you in a sunset and in the eyes of a stranger on the street. That's who you are to me.
You're amazing, faithful, love's open door, and I'm into you. Fill me with hunger for more of your mercy, your goodness. Lord, you're the air that I breathe. It's who you are to me. It's who you are to me.
Sometimes I have my doubts. I'm sure that everybody does. And I wonder when I stumble, am I still worthy of your love?
But I know that I get stronger when I'm talking to you down on my knees.
You're everything I need. You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I'm into you, feel me with hunger for more.
Today, we want to welcome Butch Stillwell to the program. If you're a WLUJ listener, the name probably sounds familiar. Butch is a part of our open house. He's the guy that's back in the kitchen area that's usually cooking the Italian roast beef
that
Mark Birds always talks about. A couple of weeks ago, Butch shared a devotion with us that Mark suggested, hey, why don't you have Butch on Mark and Friends on a Thursday to share that?
He said that'll preach.
Thank you for being on the program with us today.
Happy to do it. The devotion is called Heaven's Worldly Distractions. A friend of mine recently posted on our church social platform a devotion on heaven that was written by Charles H. Spurgeon, who most of us know as the Prince of Preachers, and also a master of elegant prose. It's based upon a verse in Isaiah 65:19, "The voice of weeping shall be heard no more. The glorified weep no more, for all outward causes of grief are gone. There are no broken friendships, nor blighted prospects in heaven. Poverty, famine, peril, persecution, and slander are unknown there. No pain distresses, no thought of death or bereavement saddens. They weep no more, for they are perfectly sanctified. No evil heart of unbelief prompts them to depart from the living God. They are without fault before his throne and are fully conformed to his image. Well may they cease to mourn who have ceased to sin. They weep no more because all fear of change is past. They know that they are eternally secure. Sin is shut out and they are shut in. They dwell within a city which shall never be stormed. They bask in a sun which shall never set. They drink of a river which shall never run dry. They pluck fruit from a tree which shall never wither. Countless cycles may revolve, but eternity shall not be exhausted. And while eternity endures, their immortality and blessedness shall coexist with it. They are forever with the Lord. They weep no more because every desire is fulfilled. They cannot wish for anything which they have not already in their possession. Eye and ear, heart and hand, judgment, imagination, hope, desire, will, all the faculties are completely satisfied. And imperfect as our present ideas are of the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, yet we know enough by the revelation of the Spirit that the saints above are supremely blessed. The joy of Christ, which is an infinite fullness of delight, is altogether in them. They bathe themselves in the bottomless, shoreless sea of infinite blessedness. That same joyful rest remains for us, and it may not be far distant. Ere long, the weeping willow shall be exchanged for the palm branch of victory, and sorrow's dewdrops will be transformed into the pearls of everlasting bliss. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." I was really blessed by that devotion when I read that and just wanted to share it with my friends here at the station. And I think we see here that Spurgeon highlights the assurance that we earthbound believers will experience that same ultimate joy of knowing that our final victory over sin, separation, and sorrow will be fully realized upon our entry into the realms of heaven. The forever reunion with loved ones, meeting Paul, Peter, David, and other heroes of the Bible, other saints. Wow, that's going to be something. And of course, friends, all of those things, as wonderful and exciting as they are, they absolutely pale in comparison to meeting and falling at the feet of our exalted, holy Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So regularly contemplating these elements of our glorious future destiny can be a terrific motivator for faithful and righteous living. But we have a problem. Because we are firmly planted down here on terra firma in this mortal flesh, We find it far too easy to lose our heavenly focus and the benefits it affords because of two words, worldly distractions. We are easily mired in the distress and frustration of the daily grind, or we become enamored with the petty, shallow amusements of life, all of which can inevitably diminish our spiritual peace and enthusiasm. You know, relational interactions with fellow workers, children, our spouse, the daily minutiae, if you will, of our work and personal lives. These threaten to overwhelm us and trigger unexpected eruptions of our sin nature. And we will manifest those things either internally or externally in the following ways: fear, pride, envy, anger, harsh words, resentment, or jealousy. We're all subject to those feelings or reactions at one time or another. So how do we guard our hearts from the influence of earthly-mindedness and the resulting fallout of sin? Or as Solomon put it in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15, from those little foxes seeking to spoil the vines. I think the Apostle Paul said it best in two scripture passages, Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Philippians 4:8, I'm sure many of you know this. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So how do we do this? Those are some good verses. There are many others in Scripture, but we want to stay in the Word. I think that's key for any Christian. Stay in the Word, pray daily, memorize Scripture. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Those things can be so helpful to us. It takes time and mental discipline. Daily meditation and prayer, reading the word, memorizing the word. And as we do those things, it can certainly help us control that express way of our minds and the countless thoughts that just fly through there all day. I think you know how it is. I know that's how I feel sometimes. That is so easy throughout the day. Your mind is just like an expressway of thoughts, some good, some not so good. And if we're hiding God's word in our heart, and when we're in stressful situations, it can certainly help us to maintain our peace and our victory and our joy. Romans 8:5 warns us to set our minds on the things of the Spirit. This includes one's affections, mental processes, and will, which in so doing will then determine our walk, which consists of our lifestyle, habits of living, and our thinking. Again, we must be intentional. Lord, we seem to need frequent reminders that this world is not our home. We're already citizens of the heavenly realm. We're gazing on high with rapt anticipation for that new Jerusalem, for a city whose builder and maker is God. Help us to number our days and ponder the brevity of time that we have remaining. May the lateness of the hour awaken in us a holy desire for increased purity and dedication, and cause us to count our sufferings and vexations here as nothing but momentary, unworthy afflictions. And we will give you all the glory and praise as you continually complete your work in each of our lives that you have foreordained from the foundation of the world. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Butch Stillwell, thank you for helping us to get refocused today and also to see beyond the problems of this day, knowing that our eternal home it's a whole different framework, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So thank you for sharing with us during the first part of the program from the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon.
Thank you, buddy.
Think about your best day ever, the one you wish would last forever. It was such a wow. Blue skies and perfect weather, didn't think it could get better, but the sun went down. Yeah, the sun went down. But you didn't want to see it go. All the fun will never last, you know. But what if it could? That would be good. What a day one day someday's gonna be, when we all are finally free. Earth has passed. Oh, what a day one day someday's gonna be, when the Father welcomes me home at last. Oh, close my eyes and I can see it. It's far away, but I believe it. It's a dream that's real. No more night and no more sorrow. No more pain and no tomorrow. Wonder how that feels. How will it feel? What a day one day someday's gonna be, when we all are finally free. Earth has passed. Oh, what a day one day someday's gonna be, when the Father welcomes me home at last. Oh, what a day. How I cope, this is my hope. What a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when we all are finally free. Earth has passed. What a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when the Father welcomes me home at last. Oh.
I wonder how many times God has spared us from such tragedies without our knowledge. If God saved us from death five times a day, how would we know? How many close calls do we have that we don't recognize? And how many never happen because God intervenes? Isaiah 40, verse 13 says, "Who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord or instruct the Lord as His counselor?"
Precious Redeemer and Friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, King.
Selah, wonderful, merciful Savior, on Mark and Friends. Coming up tomorrow, Pastor Mark Jordan will help facilitate the discussion on why it's important for each of us to share Jesus with others. Pastor Mark Jordan is Mark Burns' guest tomorrow on Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. and p.m. Illinois time. I'm Tim Nelson. Have a great rest of the day, and thank you for listening to this great news media station.